Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your journey takes you. Count on Die Hard to get you started. And now.
Bill, I know you're busy working, but have you had a chance to catch any of the Man in the Arena yet?
I haven't.
Very complimentary of you throughout. So if you get a chance to watch it, check it out.
Yeah, no, I definitely will. And, you know, as I've said many times, nobody deserves more credit for our success here than Tom does.
Ooh.
Be curious, not judgmental.
He's a great player, great person, great leader, a tremendous opportunity for me to coach the greatest player in NFL history.
Ooh, wow.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
Oh, hello.
Starring Greg Hill.
When you live in the world of pettiness and shade, there's a way you could do it where it's like, why is he so positive all of a sudden?
Some would say that when I am standing next to you, I throw an awful lot of shade as well. I don't know if, I don't know if you know that. But I'm working on that.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
If Michigan beat Georgia, I think Wiggy should pay my tab.
How much is your tab? Your tab keep running up, man.
Hey, man, you got that NFL money, that Greg Hill Show money, man.
Come on,
you
man. You talking about NFL money. Who was the highest paid player at their position at one point in time in their career? Never me.
How many kids you got?
I got three.
Damn it, I got five.
Joined by the relationship alpha, Courtney Cox.
Bill, since the weather made it such a wild game, will you be able to take anything from that to use film-wise when you go to prepare for them at the end of the month?
Yeah, we were talking about that last night. We can use our whole passing game.
And accompanied by
the Ken and Curtis Show.
The brains of this operation.
Ken and Curtis?
Ken and Curtis.
Yeah, it was not going to be a high-scoring game once it looked like it was, you know, the blizzard of 78 in Buffalo last night.
Well, what do you mean, once it looked like that? The weather had been predicted for a week
Oh, so the
He's
entire...
the weather guy.
Oh, okay, you're going to act like that? Yeah, you're going to act like that, Greg?
Ken, you were spot on.
Thank you very much.
Money.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing the Bears. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
What is the best bagel in the city?
Cinnamon raisin.
What's going on, everybody?
Yo, what
Good
up, man?
Good morning. Hump day.
Curtis, question from the Twitch chat right off the bat this morning. It is from MB in DC. Which side of the bed did you wake up on?
Oh, man. I would like to apologize to the listeners of this radio station. Got a lot of stress going on. The life is very active and busy. Something that will make more sense, I hope, in the new year. But oh, yes, hello, everybody.
Wait a second. What a tease. Is that that's not like a 60-day tease, and I love it. I'm here for it.
Yeah. Well, that means I keep my job at least another 60 days.
You know what
Long
it is?
Way out.
It may be the season. There are a lot of people who get seasonal anxiety because of the holidays. Maybe that's what made you a little grumpy yesterday.
I am a four seasonal anxiety guy.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of things from yesterday, here is a 407 text. I believe that's Florida. Coco had Bill laughing at the Bill's expense and the national media ate it up yesterday. Bill may never speak to Courtney ever again.
Oh, don't do that to me. I left yesterday. You could have. I was floating. And I was floating so much that I blew out my tire on my way home. Oh, that's another story.
What? Did you hit a curb?
No, I was on the highway. Oh. I ran over something. Tire slice.
Probably like a screw or something.
No, it's probably one of those bike lane saboteurs. Oh. They put the tack in the wrong lane in the highway.
I'm telling you.
Huh.
Yeah, so I'm not boosted.
You didn't run over Danielle again.
Oh, Ken.
She had a squirrel in her hand. That's what pumped the tire.
She took out Brittany, actually.
Enough.
Whoops.
Shots fired.
So you got a flat tire on the way home?
Yeah, so I didn't get boosted. My whole day was thrown away.
Oh, you didn't get boosted?
Because I was going up to Lowell to do so.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
That may delay your wedding,
right?
The fact that you didn't get boosted.
No, it's not going to delay my wedding. Okay. That narrative needs to end.
Don't you know about Omicron?
Coco, Bill and Linda getting an invite?
I mean, after yesterday, if Bill wants to come to Hilton Head, South Carolina, he will have a VIP seat.
Wow.
Something I didn't notice when Bill called yesterday that was bandied about yesterday by some.
Mm-hmm.
When the interview began and I asked him how he was.
Yep.
And he said, a little run down. Was that a direct shot over the bow of the SS Buffalo Bills?
That's kind of his shadiness.
Is it?
You got to real, like, you know how I told you got to look for the Morris Chestnut codes? It's the same way when it comes to his shadiness. You got to listen.
I didn't even think about it, but I saw it mentioned a couple times yesterday, and I was like, way to go, Bill.
With all due respect, it's not a Bill Belichick.
No, right, with all due respect.
But it's amazing, Greg, how you ask a question that the participants in Legacy Media and members of the Lodge have been asking or wanting to ask about 20 years, and it comes on this radio station yesterday. It really was that moment when you said, well, he's been very complimentary of you, and then Bill, for 2 minutes, just goes, waxes poetic about his love, his admiration, and gratitude for Tom Brady. Was a you-know-where-you-were-when moment.
Oh, Curtis, thank you. I could you mention that again later on during the program?
Yeah, I better on the second take, too. Yes. So.
That's because we're not journalists here. It's more entertaining, so he feels comfortable.
Well,
nobody deserves more credit for our success here than Tom does.
I'll tell you what, I thought about this last night with regard to that question and the football media, and maybe I'll address that during my lead.
Ooh.
So we will get to, and also... quick note, if anyone on this program knows merch, who is it?
You.
It's me, right?
Yeah.
Do I know merch?
Yep.
Do we not need a, with all due respect, Buffalo Bills McDermott-related t-shirt immediately?
It's not a Bill Belichick type thing.
Do we not need a, with all due respect, t-shirt immediately?
That would play.
All right.
A little rundown, but good.
Has a, with all due respect, ever... been followed up by something respectful?
No, never.
Okay, and another good one is, we're run down, but good.
We're a little... I think he intentionally said that. Do you think
of course he did.
I don't know. Come you on, say, man. Of course he did.
They ran the ball, 48 times?
Is he that good? I don't think he's that good.
That's 6:30 in the morning, too, after a late night.
No.
A little run down, but good.
He did seem chipper when he said it.
Yeah, right? I don't think so.
Didn't sound like a guy
a
run
little
down.
Run down
awesome.
A little run down, but good.
We have to get to this at some point that goes along those lines, Greg. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey sports guru, former football player in the NFL, did a film study on the Patriots running game. I kid you not. It was what I would do in Madden when I had a play that would work. I'd run it left, and then I'd run it right. They did that the entire – they had
That's
the same play that they ran to the left and
right
for like 30 consecutive plays, and they couldn't stop it.
Their touchdown was off of the toss, off of the bunch formation when Damian Harris scores a long touchdown. And then the two-point conversion was the same play to Brandon Bolden, and it was both the same side, so it's just – just goes to show you about the awareness of the other team.
Well, upon reflection, that may have been one of the worst coached games in NFL, important games in NFL history from their side of the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, look at mistake after mistake after mistake. We talked about yesterday the deciding when it came to the wind, making a crucial error there from the get-go in that game.
Right.
And that's your stadium.
Right.
So, and then whining about it afterwards, pouting about it afterwards is not a good take. I'm sorry.
Speaking of whining, did you see people that were tweeting and going on social media or on broadcast saying that they wish that every NFL game was played inside in a dome because they didn't like how Monday went? Like, isn't that one of the best parts about football is you never know what team could win in a game like that?
That's a millennial thing.
It wasn't millennials
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. That was your people. Nope. All right. We are going to get to today's leads in about 20 minutes at 6:30, and then the dumbest of the day coming up at 7:30. And Courtney has the news at 7:45 this morning. A mom has her bloomers in a bunch over the pizza bribe that a school gave to her child. So we'll get to that during the news and other things with Courtney at 7:45. And right now, here is Ken and what is trending.
Mac Jones joins Maroney and Fourier every Patriots Monday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the Corcoran and Havlin Insurance Group for all your home, auto, and business insurance needs. Corcoran and Havlin, managing your risks, protecting your assets, chinsurance.com. Lakers smashed the Celtics at Staples Center last night, 117-102. 5-point deficit at the half, but that got away quickly in the third. Lakers shooting 52% from the field, 66 points in the paint, and LeBron was happy afterwards.
I just like the way we competed tonight on both sides of the floor. A lot of intensity. We had a lot of ball movement. Guys were attacking the rim. Very efficient. I think defensively, besides the first 14 avalanche on Tatum's part, we locked in from that point on. So,
Tatum scored 14 in the first 5 minutes.
Did Freedom say anything to LeBron?
No, he wouldn't even look at him on the court.
I was going to ask that same thing, whether Enes Freedom said anything to LeBron or not. He has addressed, we don't have time now, but we can get to it this morning. He has addressed what occurred between the two of them or did not occur, depending on.
That's part of my lead.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Whoa.
Wiggy, thank you. Tatum always plays great in Los Angeles. I mean,
he loves L.A.
Celtics struggle a little bit, though.
It's a tryout every time he's there.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, guys, look at
me. He had 34. Jaylen Brown missed again with a sore hammy. LeBron with 30. His 50th career 30-point game against the Celtics, including playoffs. 1 of 5 to ever do it. Quick turnaround tonight. 10:30 tip back at Staples Center. Patriots on the bye week. Mac Jones, maybe a little sore from all those throws. He was on with Maroney and Fourier yesterday discussing all the warm-up tosses he had.
I threw a lot just in warm-ups and, on the sideline and stuff too, just to get used to it. And, it's one of those days where we get to keep our plays. We didn't show any plays, and we have our game plan for the next time we play.
26th of December, to be exact. Lawrence Guy named Patriots Man of the Year candidate, honoring volunteer and charity work. Bruins start their Western Canadian swing tonight in Vancouver. That's a 9 o'clock faceoff, Eastern time, 3-game tour. They've got Calgary, they've got Edmonton. Marchand is back. No Cassidy, though, Greg. He won't make the trip. Canada does not allow travelers to enter who have tested positive in the last 14 days. So he's out for 3 more games. And Bergeron broke his nose again, so he's going to have to wear the fishbowl for a while.
Canada's an interesting place, Canada.
I love Canada.
I know you. I know
it's
you.
Ken's land.
Why 14 days? Why not 15?
Why not 13?
Well, they're trying to slow the spread. It's 14 days to slow the spread.
New England Revolution won just about every award you could think of, and they get MLS MVP to Carlos Heel after leading the league with 18 assists, best offense in the league. That's what's trending now on your Greg Hill Morning Show. The leads and more coming up. And Curtis's weather. Is he paroled to do the weather? We gave him a one-day suspension yesterday after that horrible Buffalo prediction.
He can do the weather. He's the weather expert. We have nobody else, so we better do the weather.
Weather next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter what you are.
Junior, and coming up in a moment or two, today's leads, and then we will get to the dumbest of the day at 7:30 on this morning show. By the way, during the break, I'm not sure I've noticed this, Ken. During the break, a texter suggested that they have heard, they have a nugget based on the last week or so of this program, and that being that Chris Curtis is trying to wiggle his way back on the Patriots bandwagon and off of the pirate ship in Tampa Bay. Has anyone else noticed that?
I haven't noticed that.
That's been a couple months in the making.
No.
Really?
No, he's loyal to a T when it comes to Tom Brady.
If and when they meet in the Super Bowl, which is absolutely going to happen, I mean, 1,000%, I will be rooting my ass off for Thomas Edward Patrick Brady.
He's the Matt Damon of the show. We know where his allegiance lies.
A little better looking, but other than that, yeah.
Are you serious? Should the unthinkable happen and there is a Belichick-Brady Super Bowl, you are going to be rooting for Tom Brady?
Yes, sir.
Wow. I wonder how many fans would find themselves in that position. Because, I mean, listen, we've talked about it ad nauseum. People around these parts, some of them love Tom Brady. And, you know, why would they not? So I wonder if there would be some who have a conundrum when it comes to who they are rooting for in a Patriots-Tampa Super Bowl.
I don't think you can root for Brady. Even, like, you know, some people go, oh, I want him to play well but lose. Because then if he plays well, then it's like, well, Belichick's defense didn't do what they needed to do to slow him down. You want Bill to go out there and completely undress Tom Brady. Make him look like, you know, make him look normal.
You know, back home, like, you're a Bucs fan. What's wrong with you, bro?
Yeah, I mean, Greg's going to be rooting for him. Greg should be rooting for the post-game spread. So.
This is Peter from Rhode Island. What's up, Peter?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey.
I had a quick observation about Monday night's game. So how important was the two-point conversion? Because in my mind, if they had taken the extra point and missed it, they could have lost the game. If they'd taken the extra point and made it, you could have had overtime.
Yeah, well,
but Buffalo didn't do a two-point conversion,
correct.
So that might have been critical.
Yeah, another dumb move when you look at the Bills coaching in that game, and not Bills coaching, the Buffalo Bills coaching, Sean McDermott's coaching. I mean, another bonehead move.
Yeah.
I mean, Pats went for two, you go for one. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Was it the same direction that when the Patriots scored their touchdown – then the Bills scored their touchdown. I feel like it was the same exact direction.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Maybe.
Right. And I think Bill's reasoning for it was because of the video you put out on the group text message of the guy kicking in the extra point and the wind just completely taking it down.
Yeah.
So why? And then the Bills ended up missing a field goal late in the game in large part because of the weather conditions.
I mean, I was listening to some yesterday. I think even this may have happened when I was listening to Christian and Lou, and they had Volan on yesterday afternoon. And they were talking about Bill Belichick coaching in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And basically dismissing the when it came to what Bill did with that coaching effort, dismissing it as if it was if it wasn't great. And in my mind, I mean, he absolutely embarrassed an entire fan base and city. How do you not look at that as one of his better coaching efforts?
Do you think he ran 46 of 49 in order to embarrass them? Like, that was the goal? On top of, yes, it's a winning formula, he went overboard a little bit just to rub salt in the wound.
I don't know. It's like when we sat there this morning analyzing his answer yesterday morning when I said, how are you? And he said, a little run down.
A little run down, but good.
It's like... did you pay any attention to him trolling them with the Navy face mask?
Pre-game.
Pre-game, yeah.
Do you buy into Bill? Is that kind of a guy?
Absolutely.
You Curtis?
I think, you know, he is as competitive as any human that has ever lived. And that team last year kicked the Patriots' ass in a rebuilding season. And not only the Bills, but the world said it. The AFC East was now in Buffalo. You had to go through Buffalo to win the division. And he went there yesterday with a rookie quarterback after one off season and just rubbed their face in it. And
with it's not a Bill Belichick type thing.
But you know what stood out to me more in hindsight after the game when you had those two safeties complaining about the media asking tough questions?
Yeah.
Of all the great accomplishments that Belichick and the Patriots have had for the last two decades, they have been the team that everybody was aiming for. The toughest thing to do in sports is to repeat success and not get complacent. The Patriots haven't gotten complacent in two decades. The Bills, after one season where they really won nothing, they were acting like they were the bee's knees. They were the it team. They already got complacent. They already were reading their clippings in the newspapers and listening to people online. After 1 year, Belichick went two decades and didn't have a team get like that.
And you know, it's like, so, you know, and when you hear, like you said, Lou and Christian talking about...
It was more Volan.
Volan. Not
I mean, Lou and Christian, Lou is still has some concerns about Mac Jones and about this football team.
Yeah,
team.
But I would say...
But Volan was downplaying the coaching job by Bill Belichick in that game.
See, and I would say that would be wrong. If anything, the coaching that you should be criticizing would be the Buffalo Bills, because when we asked Bill this question, you know, how impressed are you with the offensive line, knowing that, hey, every time you go out there, we're pretty much telling you we're running the football. Now, you on the other side of the sidelines as the other coach should know that and then make the proper adjustments and go, wait a second. All they want to do is run the football. Let's take that away from them. And Sean McDermott is a defensive guy. You would think he would know to say, we are going to take that away from us. You ain't going to beat us that way. That's a coaching adjustment that he did not make.
So, listen, when you run the ball 45 times, you're going to make some yards here and there.
This is Caleb. Hello, Caleb.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey. I guess got a call. I think, you know, we need to help Chris out. I just don't know if he was raised right, you know. And I'm 31, so Brady was the quarterback for pretty much my entire time as a fan. Not even a doubt, a hesitation at all that I would 100% root for the Patriots. If you are a true Patriots fan, my man, you understand it is about the team, not any one individual. I love Tom and all he did for us, but he is not a Patriot. So now it's all about the Pats. So I don't understand how you even – it shouldn't even be a doubt, Chris. You got to root for the Pats, man. That's your team. Either your team or they're not.
Yeah, so, that surprised me.
You don't want a parade, Curtis?
Oh, my God. Well, Greg wants a parade.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Do you realize the times we live in? What one cannot we're going to have a vaccine mandate and you're going to have to show your papers soon in this city. You're not going to be able to have a rolling rally with thousands of people standing side by side looking up at the Lombardi Trophy. What if somebody were to actually get droplets full of COVID on the Lombardi Trophy? That would be an absolute disaster.
Also,
I love parades every year.
I mean, Michelle Wu would not tolerate a duck boat parade. It has to be entirely carbon neutral.
Right. You'll do a Zoom parade. That's about as much as you get.
Yeah, you'll get a Zoom parade and you'll like it.
And,
all right.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, thank you. We have got to get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
I feel like it's sacrilege to speak over the great Jimmy Page, but that is Led Zeppelin.
And great job.
Can you let it breathe just a little bit, please?
Can Wiggy name that guitarist? Even though you just said it.
I just said it. He wasn't listening, though. No. Look, he wasn't listening.
No, I heard.
I think you caught Wiggy sleeping.
No, it was Jimmy Page.
All right. Oh, yeah, Jimmy Page. All right, nailed it.
Wait, which one's Led?
Today's leads are brought to you by Subaru. Take your adventures further than ever before in the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness. Starting at $32,820, find your authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Yesterday, I watched the Man in the Arena Episode 4, Greg. Basically all about, well, it was all about, the 2007 Patriots, the near-perfect season. Pretty good, pretty entertaining, got to say that, and give Brady his props. He put on display Michael Strahan for his perspective on things. There is a hit piece in it, though, and that hit piece is on poor Asante Samuel. And after watching it, I come away thinking Brady did the whole episode to blame the loss on Asante's dropped interception in the game, despite the offense only scoring 14 points. But here is the little snippet.
On their sideline, they throw it. Asante's there to make the catch, and he jumps up. I think he's worried about having his feet in bounds, and he kind of mistimes his jump, and the ball is just on the top of his fingertips and bounced away.
Now, that's certainly a makeable play by Asante Samuel, but it is nowhere close to Bill Buckner. Difficulty-wise, I give that a 5 out of 10. He's on the sideline. He's got to get the feet in. It's off the fingertips, as Brady says. The bigger story from the game by far, history should reflect, you scored 14 points. You call yourself the best team of all time, as he does in that piece. They could only get 2 touchdowns. It's not about Asante Samuel. It was about your offense, Tom. Quit blaming Asante Samuel.
Right. You think that's a shot back at Asante? Because didn't Asante say something about...
Well, he doesn't say anything about Brady. He says stuff about Bill all the time.
He
apparently paid a fortune here. And you know, one of the only guys, really, who did not enjoy his time here. Got nothing from Bill Belichick. Curtis, good morning.
Along the same lines, I watched that yesterday. And I say this with every... I am being 100% honest. It was the first time I saw a single play in that game on purpose since the game ended. Whenever a highlight would come on, I turned the channel. I hadn't remembered that they were up 7-3. At halftime, the entire game was a blur. I watch some movies now that I watched when I was hammered, and I don't remember that I watched them. It was like that, but times 10. And the biggest thing that I took away from it was that the Giants were braggadocious. They said they were going to win the game. Plaxico Burress before the game said they would beat the Patriots 17-10 or 17-14. They showed up at the Super Bowl wearing all black because they were going to the Patriots' funeral. And so it begs the question, why a team that was successful, that punched the Patriots in the mouth, that blitzed Brady, that talked beforehand, why no other team does that? Everybody says, don't say anything to Tom, don't say anything to Bill, they're going to kick your ass. Well, the one team that did it won the Super Bowl. It's very odd
good,
to me.
Pretty good point, Curtis. Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, a relationship that we've talked about extensively on this show. Do they like each other? Do they like playing with each other? So on and so forth. Ooh, I'm not supposed to say that anymore. That's what that
fine.
One.
Go ahead. Don't worry about it.
But Tatum coming off a game. He led the team 34 points. He was incredible yesterday, even though they lost. But no Jaylen Brown. The last three games, he hasn't been there. But Jason Tatum was asked about their relationship, and he kind of cleared the air. He told you exactly what he thinks about he and his teammates' relationship. On the Knuckleheads podcast, here's what he had to say.
It's been great. Two guys that got drafted back-to-back to the same team, same, you know, draft number. I know where I'm trying to get to. He know where he's trying to get to. In a way, we pushing each other. Everything we do, we compete in a good way. Like, I'm pushing him. We playing one-on-one after practice. I think the next step for us is, like, even feeding off each other more in the game.
So he goes on to say, we're trying to get there together, which I think is important. Because you hear, you know, we're competing against each other in a good way. Mm-hmm. To me, that still doesn't scream like great. I don't like anybody competing against each other when you're supposed to be a team. But to end it with, we're trying to get there together, makes me think that this relationship is okay. They are going to better each other. And I think that this is good news for Celtics fans.
Well, somebody's got to take the drive. Somebody's got to be driving.
Right.
And I don't know if they're at the point now where they're, where they have basically said, all right, here, you drive, and I'll be the passenger in the sense of, you know, I'll take kind of the back seat to you. I'll be your Robin to you being Batman.
Yeah, well, that's good news for Jaylen Brown because it just means wherever, whatever team Jason Tatum is plotting his departure to, he'll take him with him. All right, thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So we've talked about this, I think, just a little bit, the Enes Kanter freedom versus LeBron James, and, you know, Curtis said a pretty good, interesting thing the other day. I think he was on, what's L.A.,
Megyn Kelly's podcast or on SiriusXM.
Yeah, and so Kanter had some things he said on her podcast, and just here's a little bit.
Are you going to try to speak with him tomorrow night at the game?
I mean, I hope so. That's my goal, because I do want to sit down and have a conversation with him, because once he joins, once other joins, it's going to be even a bigger cause.
So he's been going after LeBron about Nike, and LeBron says, you know, he's just using me to kind of push his narrative and his platform, which I agree with LeBron. And the reason why is Jason Tatum wears Jordan. Jaylen Brown wears Nike. You would think that if you really had issues with guys wearing Nikes, you would start with the guys on your team and try to get them to understand whatever your message is, rather than, and I know LeBron said those things about the whole China situation, you know, a couple years ago, but you would think if it's about really getting players to change and getting players to kind of understand what you're talking about, you would think you would start with the guys on your team. And so when you go after the king, which, you know, that's, everybody looks at him that way nationally, you're using LeBron to kind of push your message to get your narrative across rather than starting at home. So, and that's kind of the one thing.
Would you go so far as to call Enes Freedom fraudulent?
Yeah, I would.
Should he have chosen the name Enes Fraudulent?
Ooh. I mean, he could have went Freedom.
Wiggy would have bought 1,000 of those jerseys.
I would have definitely brought that. Yeah, I mean, start with the guys that sit right next to you on the bench repping Nike and Jordan.
Yeah, you're making a good point.
So,
Wiggy, you don't think people would say, why are you yelling at Jason Tatum? He's 22. Why don't you go after the head, LeBron James?
No, well, what about Kevin Durant? What about Kyrie Irving? What about Giannis?
What about Butler?
Antetokounmpo? These guys are all superstars in the NBA that all wear Nike.
Yeah, good point, Wiggy. Excellent point. Thank you.
You got it.
A monumental moment in a nearly two-decade-long relationship occurred on this program yesterday, and it was all the national media wanted to speak and click about after our program ended yesterday. Curtis, one might suggest that it set the dialogue for the nation.
I would say internationally.
This comment made by Bill Belichick on this program yesterday about Tom Brady.
A tremendous opportunity for me to coach. You know, probably the greatest player in NFL history, and on defense with Taylor, you know, the greatest offensive player with Tom and the greatest defensive player with Taylor.
So it appears that if there were some kind of a divorce or a separation or some kind of marital dispute, at least one guy has moved past it. And Bill
has finally acknowledged
right.
that Tom Brady is the greatest NFL player of all time. I will ask this, do you, and I'm not trying to stir anything up, Curtis. I'm not trying to poke the bee's nest or what have you. But do you think if Tom Brady were to be asked if mm-hmm. Bill were the greatest coach of all time, would he say, would he speak in the same glowing terms about Bill Belichick today or tomorrow or whenever he would be asked?
No, because we've already heard Tom talk about the coaches and what they meant to him through his career. We heard about Jimmy the equipment guy.
Well, he did that, but that may have been when he was angry, bitter Tom.
I think he would pivot. He wouldn't give an answer.
You don't think he would answer?
No, I think he would pivot in a sense of, I've had a lot of great coaches throughout my career. Yeah. It would immediately go that way. Yeah.
No, not a...
I'm with Courtney on this one.
If you watch the Man in the Arena, he is basically rubbing massage oil like Greg did on Gronk on Belichick's back.
But does he say that Bill is the greatest coach?
I think he said it multiple times.
Do you think is there something going on with you and Belichick?
No, I mean, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean,
let's see. 2018, April 30th, Tom Brady calls very respectful Bill Belichick the greatest coach of all time.
I'm asking, though, Curtis. I mean, Bill has extended like a rose of peace.
Right.
I mean, that was an olive branch, if you will.
I agree with Courtney.
You don't think he would take the olive branch?
No, he would say, like Courtney said, oh, I've been around a lot of great coaches. And
I've had a lot of great coaches. Wiggy,
what's
Bill's
up with you and
them.
Brady these days?
Nothing's up with me and Brady. I'm just keeping on.
I'm not saying there's anything bad about it. I'm just saying that that's probably how he would answer.
In the context of hearing Belichick wax poetic, asking the question if Brady would and then saying he wouldn't is obviously a negative.
So let me ask this. Brady has done, it seems like, 100 interviews since he's left New England, whether it's Man in the Arena, whether it's, you know, Tom versus Time. Find me the audio of Tom Brady saying Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time that I've been around.
He said that on Man in the Arena.
I didn't hear it.
Here's what he said to Jim Gray. He distinctly does not say greatest coach of all time.
He was an incredible mentor for me, incredible coach for our team, and a lot of guys would say that. And, you know, when you're with someone for 20 years, you know him pretty well, and he's still doing a great job, and I'm trying to do a great job, and we're very competitive people. And I appreciate everything he's done for me as a coach, as I've said numerous times, and I know he feels that same way about me.
And I didn't hear he's the greatest coach of all time.
2019, TMZ. No, he's the greatest coach of all time.
That was
I can
just
go
recently.
Back and find
post-breakup.
I want audio.
Do you know why Bill said that to Greg? Because he had a great follow-up, and Greg told Bill Belichick, I don't know what we're doing arguing about this.
Find me audio.
That he said to Bill that Tom has been very complimentary of you in the broadcast. Then the floodgates opened, and Belichick went on for the great answer that he gave Greg about how Tom is the greatest offensive player. LT is the greatest defensive player. He did that because he felt comfortable knowing that Tom had been doing that for him so he could return the favor.
I've heard a ton of our former Patriots players, Willie McGinnis, Teddy Bruschi, just go on and on and on about Randy Moss.
Tom had done that too.
Let me hear the audio. Find me the audio.
So you're saying these stories are wrong?
No, you're telling me. Remember I had to come up with the video of him pouting? Find me the audio of Tom Brady saying Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time.
I want to make sure that when we do Secret Santa, the most hated Christmas activity at the workplace ever, that Curtis and Wiggy don't get each other. I don't let
that get in between the Secret Santa. I love the Secret Santa.
Okay, good. All right. Those are this morning's leads. We are going to get to the dumbest of the day in about 45 minutes at 7:30. And I want to remind you that if there is some reason why you cannot listen to this show on the radio, you can stream it every day at weei.com, or you can download the Odyssey app. And then you can listen to this show while it is live from anywhere, or you can listen to this show anytime during the day. That's an odd thing, by the way. Have you run into anybody who, like in the afternoon or evening, who's listening to the show?
I have, actually.
I ran into a guy the other day, had his earbuds in or whatever, and he's like, hey, I'm listening to the show right now. As I'm like, how is that possible? Oh. See, technology is confusing for me sometimes. But you can listen to the show at any time from anywhere on the Odyssey app.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Friday, Patriots Friday, and Devin McCourty will join us at 6:30 on Friday's show. Curtis, you mentioned to me yesterday after the show, and I think you made a great point, that you feel like Devin McCourty has been overlooked when it comes to NFL honors.
Yeah, I feel like he should be the Walter Payton Man of the Year at some point. I mean,
no disrespect to Lawrence Guy, who's the Patriots, who's been nominated from the Patriots this year. But yeah,
I feel like nobody does more. And he even attaches himself to causes like trying to get clemency for this gentleman through the governor's office. He's as active as anybody that I've ever seen in Boston as an athlete.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll talk to Devin McCourty on Friday's show. Next week is the last week that I am working before the new year. The company once again forcing me to take vacation days I don't want to take. I did have an idea for next week, and I include myself in this. I think the dumbest of the day, every day next week, since it's the last week of shows before the year ends, should be the dumbest of the year by all of us. So we should select one cut and then vote on it. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea.
You think that might be good? So yeah. maybe we'll do that next week.
I thought that whoever created Dunkin' Donuts' last name was Duncan, and it was Dunkin's Donut.
Sadly, that's probably not even in my top five.
It's not?
I probably would. I definitely said five things dumber than that.
This is Mike from Florida. Hey, Mike.
What's going on, guys? Happy Wednesday.
What's up?
So I wanted to comment on the Would Brady, you know, say that Belichick's the greatest of all time thing. So I think that based on what he learned from Belichick, which is many things, but one of the things he learned is to not comment on like an active situation or a current situation. So because of the fact that he has a different coach in Bruce Arians, which he knows, we know, Bruce Arians knows that he's nowhere near a comparison to Bill Belichick. But I don't think Tom would say it just because it's almost like, you know, you have a coach now. Let's talk about the coach that you have now. And when Brady retires, he would probably, I'm sure he'd say that Belichick's the greatest coach of all time. But Wiggy keeps bringing up Willie McGinnis and Rodney Harrison and Randy Moss. They're all retired.
Right.
Of course they're going to say it, but Brady's currently playing.
Does Tom Brady have a coach now? Isn't it the other way around?
But Mike, let me ask.
Bill has a quarterback, by
right,
the way.
That was what I was going to ask you. Yeah, Mike, if you're saying that if Brady learned this from Bill, Bill has a quarterback, and he had no problem saying that Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Said greatest player.
I mean, excuse
greatest
me.
NFL yeah. player of all time.
I'm glad you asked me that, and because Bill did say something about it, like, you know, where when I think, I don't know if it was Coco, if it was you, or somebody asked a question on one of the interviews about, you know, Mac Jones and comparing him to Brady, and Bill said, we're talking about Tom Brady here. So I think the difference is that Mac Jones is a rookie. He still has a long way to go before you're even going to have that discussion. So that's why I think Bill thinks it's different, and every one of us should look at it differently, because Mac Jones is just getting, you know, his feet wet, whereas Brady is a totally different conversation.
Yeah. And, Greg, the active player element of this is important, because Ty Law, best guest in the station every week, when he was playing, he said that, quote, Bill Belichick lies to feed his family. Okay? You say things when you're an active player that with the luxury of hindsight and years down the road, you're able to correct. But when you're an active player, you take slights personally.
Yeah, but I think if you would ask Ty Law when he was playing, forget
when he
about
was asked and that's what he said.
Forget about but I think that's the person the contract question or how he felt about Bill. But if you would ask Ty, do you think Bill is one of the greatest coaches that you ever played for, he probably would have said yes, even though he didn't like him in the way he handled his contract.
You said that.
Here's Andy from Hudson. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Greg. How are you, brother?
What's up?
Hey, less than 2 weeks away. Merry Christmas to all you guys. In case I don't speak to you again.
Same to you and yours at this most joyous time of year, Andy.
Thank you. The interview yesterday with Bill, I thought it would have been a great question to ask him if he could have ever envisioned, if he was the head coach of LT, of moving on from him like he's done with Lawyer Malloy and Seymour and all the other Patriots that he's moved on from.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I think there was something about LT.
Something about him,
yeah. That he just, you know, when he talks about LT, talk about eyes lighting up at another level. There's just, you know, it's just something about LT. I don't think he would have ever got to the point.
I mean, is there an argument in that discussion based on what Bill said with regard to those two players? I mean, is there an argument on the defensive side of the ball about LT being the greatest ever? There has to be.
He's probably the greatest defensive player ever, right? But when you're
Tom Brady, the greatest NFL player of all time?
Right, but Bill said Tom Brady, the greatest football player.
I know.
Of all time.
Is he? Well, then he kind of went back and he included LT in it afterwards yesterday on the show.
But I think Tom would probably be the greatest football player ever.
Have two players ever had a different training regimen and diet?
Yeah. No. But one was able to do it with his training regimen and diet. One was able to blow six lines of coke the night before and go out and have success.
Right. One insists on 12 hours of sleep a night. One insists on 12 minutes of sleep.
TB12 and the 12 steps.
Yeah. And it never affected LT.
This is Sean from Rhode Island. What's up, Sean?
Guys, what's happening? How are you?
What's going on?
All right, so listen, as far as the Pats thing, you got to be a Pats fan for life. If you've been one since day one, you can't jump ship if the Super Bowl happens.
Not Curtis.
As you suggested.
Not Curtis.
Come on.
I can't believe he said it this morning. I mean, I guess I can.
But if there is, if there is a Super Bowl, if there's a Super Bowl between the two of them in February, Curtis is going to be rooting for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I can't believe him.
Offense. Defense. Defense.
All right. Go ahead. Here's what bothers me the most.
Yeah.
All right. Ready? Look at Brady. Look at the way his attitude has changed since he's become a Buccaneer. You know what I mean?
Why are you whispering?
He's gone downhill. He's gone downhill significantly. Look at the press conference. Remember when he said, make it quick, guys. Super obnoxious, super rude.
Oh, so, Bill, when he is at the press conference, he is so polite. Oh, Mike Reese, did you have another follow-up, sir?
You know what I mean? Come on. Belichick is rude, but there's a way to go about it.
Oh, there's a way to be rude.
His whole demeanor has changed. And I think, and his level of play has changed. Slight, you see little nuances that wouldn't have happened with Belichick because he's lost focus. He's on to other things, guys.
What are you talking about? He's going to be the MVP this year. He was the Super Bowl MVP last year.
Good call.
What do you win today?
Sports person emeritus. Yeah.
What does that mean? What do you get with that?
Sports person of the year, you get a magazine cover and a picture with Billie Jean King.
The prize was an air fryer, but he turned it back in. He doesn't want that, Curtis. He doesn't air fry anything.
Fitzy was there presenting him a compostable magazine.
All right. It is a Wednesday, and quick reminder that if you cannot listen to the show on the radio, you can stream it every single day at WEEI.com, or you can listen to it from anywhere when you download the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.